Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello, how are you? Sorry, my phone was going off at the same time. I realized I hadn't muted it.
Okay.
Hello,
And
everyone.
yeah, and our question goddess, Miss Tiffany.
Hello.
So come on in, everyone. Tell us where you're from. Shine your light on your part of the grid. And as we discovered last week, it goes up and it goes out, which so that's enveloping. They're all connecting and completely enveloping the earth. Oh gosh, I love it. They just keep giving me a little bit more. They said, and beyond.
And beyond.
So see, our impact is huge. That's, I kept saying, we're going to get little more pieces, little more, a little more. And so, yeah, this is so cool. Oh, this, okay. What I'm getting is like, there's a thing I always say, we're great and powerful beings, what we just forgot. And they brought that in, and it was like, these are the little bitty incremental steps to help us see that statement that being very true. Because it's hard for many of us to believe that we're great and powerful beings. It's like, well, maybe you are, but I'm not. But I don't know what you're thinking, what you're drinking, that kind of thing. But it was like these little, that's what each time they give a little bit more, because that's then we can all chew on it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So do your shine your light.
Shine your
Very
light, you little
important. Very
angels, twinkle, twinkle, little stars.
important.
Okay, so you're going to find me distracted because today I did something with super glue and it's all over my hands. I'm sitting here like hicking at it and realizing I'm doing that. So if you see me do that, it's I'm not realizing I am.
Okay.
Sorry. All right, you guys, if you want to ask your questions, we would love for you to ask your questions. Put Tiffany in capital letters and put that before your question. That way, Tiffany knows you're asking a question and not just participating in a chat in whatever group you're in. If you are on my Facebook page, go to a different page. That page does not get us your questions. Go to my YouTube page, Julia's mine. Go to my YouTube page or go to one of the other Facebook pages, Julia, the metaphysical, or no, Dolores Cannon or QHHT official. I think we're the other ones. So those would be pages you can go to. If you're on my page though, and you have questions, I'll see them later, but it doesn't do us any good. We don't get to see them live.
Yeah,
There's
you
something
don't get to
about the
ask your
link.
question live.
Yeah, we want you to ask your questions. So that'll be a lot of fun. We want to do that. Tiffany, capital letters, Goddess Tiffany, Question Master Tiffany, Butterfly Tiffany, anything to get her attention. Yeah.
And another thing, if there are specific things that you want us to talk about, I know the questions prompt that, but maybe the subject or something that you really want us to talk about, put that in there too. We're happy to, we don't, I want to know what you want to know. What do you want to talk about? This is your show.
I
Let's make
want to
it
talk about something.
interesting. Okay. What do you
Okay.
want to talk about, Tracy?
I want to talk about intuition.
Okay.
Okay. Psychic intuition, right? Like, I remember years ago when I'd have you on my show and you used to hate this. You hated it and you loved it. I know you
Oh,
did.
no, I
You
hated
loved
it.
it.
I
She knows where I'm going. At the end of my podcast, we would do 15 minutes where we would let the guests call in and ask questions, and we would tap in and answer them. So Julia would be a guest on my show, and she's like, I can't read, I can't read, but oh my gosh, she would get answers every single time. And that subject came up this week. You know, the subject of intuition and somebody that was watching our show, and they're like, I just love it when Julia goes, they're telling me this, they're telling me that. And I said, yeah, you need to go back to some of my earlier podcasts where she was kicking and screaming. Kicking and
Absolutely.
screaming. You probably could see it in the show.
Probably.
And I just want to say, when I first started doing this stuff, it was very common that people that had psychic abilities either had a near-death experience or a head injury.
True.
Yeah.
True.
I kid you not, you guys. There was usually an injury involved, and then all of a sudden they were getting psychic abilities. Now, and you know, and then I just had such a drive and a desire to do this stuff that I was like wanting information from these people and trying to spend more time with them. And you know, all this stuff started coming in for me, and I'm like, but I didn't hit my head and I didn't have a near-death
That you
experience
know
that I know of that I can remember. Maybe I'm a walk-in and I just don't remember what happened. I don't know. But and you know, and I was able to develop all of this, and I think you know, that was such a powerful thing for me because I had this belief system that something had to happen to me in order for that to open up.
Good
And
point.
so for me to get to go into doing that naturally and opening it up naturally and being involved in that way, and then realizing we all can do this. We're all meant to do this. And you know, and I grew up in that Catholic religion where they said, you know, you go to the confessional and you tell the priest your sins, and you go, you know, the priest, you, or you pray to God, and
Because they're the only ones that can talk to God.
they're the only ones that can talk to God. Yeah. So anyways, you know, a lot of belief systems around we're not supposed to be able to get this information, and if we are getting this information, be careful, it's probably the devil trying to trick you. And so it's very scary if you start getting information because that's the devil trying to trick you, you know? So anyways, I just want to say to you guys, it's such a powerful thing to be here now, seeing humanity waking up to these gifts, waking up to the abilities, trusting their intuition more, and getting to have these conversations. It was a QHHT client that we were just sitting there talking about your mom and talking about all the things that were opening up for her and all these things. And so it was really kind of fun to just re reminisce and sit there and go, you know, back when I started this, blah, blah, blah. But and I remember that even you were like, I can't do this. This is, I don't, that's
No.
you do that. I don't do this.
Yeah,
And I'm
that's your
like,
thing. I
everyone
don't do
does
readings.
this.
I don't do that. I was like, no, I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't do that.
Yeah.
And every time she would go, okay, this one's for you. That somebody has a question. I was like, okay, it's something that is on my line or thing. No, it'd be one of these questions. I'm like, and I think what it was is I was comparing myself to you. I don't do, I'm like, I don't get what you get. I don't do this like you do. And that's
Yeah.
one of the things I teach now. It's like, don't look at somebody else and say, well, I don't do them. I mean, then I don't do it. It's like that's expectations. You're going to get the information the way you get it. It doesn't matter how somebody else gets it. And so I see that's where we learn through our own experiences. And
Yeah.
that was the first thing is I can't do that. I don't do all these things that you do. And there was something else. It was just like it was all these expectations around it. It was just really, I'm not that good. I don't do that. I may maybe get gut. That's it. I might feel something in my gut, but you just kept pushing it. And I was on the spot. So when you're on the spot, I think that makes you trust.
It does.
So
Yeah. It's a big deal when, like, I was talking about even, I was like, are we in a Mercury retrograde? I'm reminiscing a lot. But when I was on the psychic hotline thing, and you didn't know if you had 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you didn't know. And so as soon as you answered that phone and they tell you what they want, you got to start talking. And you know, and usually I'll be like, let me tune into that. And I'm like, no, they're paying me by the minute. I need to talk. And so and I realize in hindsight, you know, that part of why I did that is I really enjoyed the person. I thought I enjoyed the person that ran that. And I would listen to his show on Hay House, and I really wanted to be a part of that community that he had of the readers. And really excited to get on there with him, and still to this day, it was an honor to get to work with those people. So not realizing how intense that was going to be, when I was no longer working and doing that, every time the phone rang, I'd tense up, and I'd feel this anxiousness that I had to answer it within the first two rings, or I'm gonna, you know, if it goes to voicemail, then I'm gonna get kicked off of the system, you know. And so I'd be like, oh my God, I gotta get it, you know. And then I'm like, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. So, but yeah, I had a little PTSD from the
PTSD.
phone ringing because, man, you had to act fast, no, and then you had to answer fast. It's a good way to make money, but it was an intense time in my life.
And I
So
can see how that can be tricky because, like, I don't know about you, but I don't always get information.
oh,
Sometimes
yeah.
there's just nothing there.
Well, you know, it's
Yeah.
kind of like it really prepared me because I think I was doing that at the same time I was already doing that, and then I took the level one course online with your mom. So that tells you how long ago that was. But so yeah, it was there was a lot of intense changes going on. And but yeah, if I answered it, so what it did is it's kind of like what we tell the clients, say the very first thing thought
Yeah.
that pops in your
Yeah.
head, and it forces you to do that. It forces you to do that or create something. And when you're creating something, that's coming
Yeah.
from that part of the
True.
mind that receives the messages.
Yes.
So,
And so then you start trusting
yeah.
what you're
Yeah.
getting.
When people are responding, like, oh my gosh, how did you know that? And it's like, oh my God, how did I know that? Because I felt like
Yes.
I made that up. And then all
Yeah.
of a sudden, it's like, okay, I trust it now. And it really, really was a great way to just throw me sink or swim kind of thing. And it really trained me to go with the very first thought. And that's how I became the reader, the kind of reader that I became, is through a very difficult boot camp. And I did that for like 11 months. And that's a long time to be married to the phone like that, you know. And
Yeah, no wonder you have reactions.
yeah, the phone. Now it's like, I don't know, that number doesn't have a name attached to it. I'm not answering that. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
we don't have to answer.
No. So I just thought that would be fun to talk about that with you guys, all of you out there that are going through this awakening. A lot of you are really stepping into your beautiful gifts. Trust them and know that it doesn't have to look like anybody else's, and you don't have to
Yeah.
hit your head or go through a near-death
No.
experience.
No, none of those things. I mean, it's a natural. That's what they kept telling me was these are your natural abilities. They're no
Yeah.
different than breathing. And if you can breathe, then you can do this. So,
And
because it's
when you
just
do,
part of our makeup.
yeah, when you do start using it all the time, you realize that you're using it all the time. I'm always in my head having conversations now that, you know, that I realize are, and sometimes I'm talking out loud, like they're all standing right there with me. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Where I thought you were helping me with this. What's going on? Yeah, I'll
What are
be
you
talking
sitting
to
for?
them. And yeah, there's stuff to
I
do. What are you guys on the bench? What happened? Get up here. but yeah, I realized that I'm never, you know, I'm never alone in this, and I'm talking to them all the time. And so when people say, do you meditate? I'm like, yeah, 24/7. I'm always talking to them. It doesn't stop. And yours doesn't either. Those conversations you're
Not at all,
having.
no.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of just allowing it, you know, just ask the question. It's happening. You're just not, maybe just not aware of it, like you said. It's already doing it. It's when you
Well,
go,
and
okay, what are they saying? What are they saying? Well, see, now your conscious mind's like, I want to be, you know, there's something about that. That's where the conscious mind has to allow it. So that's why conscious mind, chill. Just chill, relax. And that allows this movement to come in. It's nothing forced. It's nothing, you know, it's going to be there. Don't worry about it. It's not going to run away.
yeah.
But there's something about what's it saying? What's it saying? That does some kind of a block. And so
Well, it puts you
it has to chill.
if you
Yeah.
think about the information comes to the creative side when you're going, what's it saying? What's it saying? Now you're in the critical side, right? And so
Yeah.
you're on the wrong side of the brain. It can't talk to you. It's
True. Yeah.
like turning a light switch on and off. So
True.
yeah, turn the light switch back on and get over to that creative side. So yeah, I think it's great. And the best part is the more that we're learning, I mean, you and I have done this, I'm sure, so many times just in our friendship alone, where our belief system today is so different than it was 5 years
Oh,
ago, 10 years ago.
yeah.
And, you know, it just keeps evolving and changing. And so that's one of the things that I think is most important is whatever you believe to be true today could change tomorrow, as because you're just getting another stepping stone to a truth, and they're
Yes.
giving it to you in a way you can handle it. And so then it feels like a whole brand new truth, but in may still not be the full thing. You might get another version, you know, the next level of
Exactly.
that
That's why we can't
tomorrow.
be tied to these things, you know. Don't if you're committed to them, it's like, this is my belief, this is it. But it's like, it will change. They're very fluid. As you get more information, more exposure to these different things, you will learn more, like you're saying. And so it's about being adaptable and being open to more, you know, more expansion. I mean, it's not that it's this is wrong, it's just this is right for where you are. And that's why we say my truth may not be your truth, and your truth, you know, but they're all truth for us at this point. Like, you know, and so, but it's not the solid absolute truth. I don't know if there is any. I mean, there probably is, but we're not getting it yet.
And we
So
probably won't hear
probably not these people.
not at this level of things, but I mean, we all have it. We already have it. And but it doesn't serve us to know that information here. It interrupts what we're trying to do.
Truth.
So it doesn't make sense for us to have it, but we will get it, get all
Yeah,
that
that's a really
information
good
back.
point, because we have things, you know, things we're trying, we want to learn, things we want to expose ourselves to, and many times those are challenges, you know. And if we know everything, then nothing is a challenge. See, if we already have, so that's why we come here with limitations, is that so that we perceive limitations so that we can do these things. You know, it's like, oh, I've got a challenge, I want to move myself and push, and whatever it is, we grow and expand, and whatever we learn from that. See, that's that we're doing that for ourselves.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, that should have given people time to tell us where they're from and come
And
up with
come up with,
questions.
yeah, anything else you want to talk about. So
Oh, God is in the sky. Where's everybody from?
sorry, cat in the way.
Oh, that was the
Percy
fog.
is from he's from Austin.
Yeah.
We have Michigan, Florida, New York, Tasmania,
Wow.
Seattle, San Antonio, Arizona, Nevada, Ohio, Washington, Oregon, Washington, Orlando, Missouri,
Close.
South Dakota, Montana, Kansas, Washington, Montana,
Love it.
Australia, New Zealand,
Love it.
Melbourne,
All
Montana. I hope it's the same person. I'm not paying attention to the name. Norway.
right. Norway. We're
Nice.
going to see you next year.
That's right.
Scotland,
You slipped. You let it
Nova
out. Yes.
Scotia. Love it. There's your Scotland tip.
I know. Canada, Portugal, Puerto Rico, Florida, Oregon, Australia, Atlanta, Indiana, Monterey, Michigan, New
Shine
Zealand,
those lights.
Florida,
I know it's out winter.
California, Scotland, another Scotland, Australia,
Yeah.
Colorado, Texas, Canada. Now we're at the bottom.
Woohoo!
Thank you, everybody. Did you see all those lights shining and enveloping everything and beyond? I'm seeing them connecting with stars out there now.
Yeah.
So that, oh, that is so cool.
Beautiful. Love it.
Thank you.
Now, each and every one of you that put your name and your place out there, now write a question. What would you like to know? Do we have questions on the board, Tiffany, or do you
Do.
want us to talk and talk and talk?
We have some. Wonderful.
Oh, beautiful.
We have a couple of personal questions. Do you want those?
Yeah, your mom loves those.
Right, Mom, this is for you.
Okay.
This is from Maria. I'm wondering how many kids I will have in this life.
Yes.
You meant personal, their personal. Oh, that's what you, so you understood.
Oh,
I
I
was
knew
like,
what she meant.
oh yeah.
Tune in.
Now, if we can keep this to more general, not personal, if I can make that
Oh.
parameter, please, because I definitely don't get that. Now you might, Tracy.
The I get three and two. So I don't know the personal story, but you might have three biological of your own and two that come in a different way, or vice versa, two biological, three that come in a different way. But total of five. So let's see what happens. And what I always say when readings like this happen is use discernment. And by the way, anytime you ask a question, regardless of who it's to, and you look at the future, it automatically changes it. Just looking at it changes it, just so you know. So if it doesn't lay out that way, it doesn't mean that that wasn't the truth at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, the way I understand it, like tarot and everything like that, that it's readings, it's like if absolutely nothing changed, if everything stayed absolutely the
Absolutely the
same
same.
as it is right now, this is the trajectory.
And
But
if
like
that
you said,
made you
looking
experience,
at it,
yeah.
yeah, any of those things and or knowing something, it's like, okay, well, maybe I want to do this, or and sometimes just hearing that, whatever's out there, it's like, oh my gosh, no, I don't know if I can do that. So you now have you've changed it.
Yep. You said that well. Yeah. So just know that. And I always put on like my website, if you're doing a reading, it's for entertainment purposes. Because when we look at stuff, you know, it's like somebody's asking me, well, what happens? Which way should I go? Should I do this? Should I quit my job and do something else? And I was like, well, let's just look at both energies right now. Right now. And then when you look at both of them, you have two pieces of information that maybe then you make a third one. So, you know, it can help you, it can guide you, it can be can, what they're showing me is when you go bowling and you put those bumpers up so it doesn't hit the gutter, boom, 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 it can guide you and bounce you back into a track.
That's
But
what
yeah,
it
but use it more like a guideline, not like a gospel, please, and use
means.
your
I like
discernment.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with all those kids, by the way. Christmas will be fun. All right,
Will.
Tiffies, what do we have next?
Wondrous Tiffany, star angel of the cosmos.
Lovely. Beautifully written.
Thank you, Judy. Has your mother seen Disclosure Day yet?
I did. I saw it last Saturday, so we can discuss it if you want. So, what questions do you all have about it? I don't know what you talked about last week.
If you haven't seen it yet,
Plug your
yeah.
ears.
Yeah. Bah, 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 bah.
Because, I mean, we can still talk vaguely about it,
Yeah, I
just
don't think
without
it's
spoilers.
I mean, we don't want to do any spoilers for anybody that hasn't
No,
seen it.
Mm-mm.
I personally thought it was good, and the information that I got from Daniel was that there was a lot of hidden subliminal messages in the movie, and that there were things that were planted, seeds that were planted throughout the whole thing that we don't even realize happened. And then there's the stuff we do realize that's in
Yeah.
there. And what I really loved is after our show last week, and I said something similar to that last week, I found out Bashar said the same thing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So
Okay.
I was like, oh, I
Okay.
love it when we're on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. I would completely agree with you, that there's more going on in it. There's so much going on. I was my thing. I very good. My thing. I was surprised at my reaction. I had a deep emotional reaction at the end, and I was very, very surprised at it because I'm like, I mean, we live this stuff. I mean, it's not like you're showing me something I don't know. We're in it all the time, but it was, and it could have been the way the story is told, and it's such a beautiful hero's journey and arc. And when they get to this point, it's just like, I don't know if it was that, but it felt like more than that. Because I mean, I had to hold it back because I had a man next to me that I don't know, and he's, and I'm like, I mean, it's just uncontrollable. This stuff is coming out. It's like a big gush is getting ready. It's coming out, and I'm like, ooh. Stop. And I'm sure he could hear all my those noises just trying to choke it back. I had to keep looking away from the screen just to get composed. And then I'd come back and something else would do it. And then here it comes again. And I was like, what the heck? I don't understand this. Where is this coming from? So I think it's some of that, and
Yeah.
then and usually at a movie theater. I stay put, like, because it was that was right toward the end, and I'll stay there, and I'll sit there through the credits, because sometimes there's fun things that happen during the credits,
Yeah,
you know.
sometimes
So
they
I'm,
do that. Yeah.
yeah, so I just stay for the whole thing, and people are up and moving around, and I'm usually the last one. This was that way. These people like acted like they were going to leave, and if they would have, I would have stayed put, but then they sat back down. I wonder if they were having the same visceral thing going on that I was having. So when they sat back down, I was like, I have to get out of here. I have to get where I can do this, you know? And I
Yeah.
got out and I got to the restroom where I could just release and just do it. It's, I
And
was,
it's like a 2.5 hour movie, I think.
yeah, 2.5 hours.
And so one of my sons and I and my mom went, and mom was like, I thought that was supposed to be a 2.5 hour movie. And we're like, it was. That went fast. And like, she gets uncomfortable pretty easy. Because she's usually in like using a walker or a scooter, and so she's got a bad knee and stuff, and so she'll get uncomfortable. And to her, it was just like, like she was entranced by it, and then it was over, and she was just
Kind of
like
like
a session, exactly. And
session.
we know that there was probably similar things in there. So yeah, I found that interesting too, that she was. That she was so surprised that that time went by like so fast. And I'm like, okay. So anyways, you guys, if you haven't seen Disclosure, hopefully nothing we said here, this is just about our reactions to it, so I think we're okay. But just go with an
Someone
open
was telling me
mind.
they wanted them, they wish they would have gone further with it. And like Tiffany and I were discussing after I saw it, and it was like, that this isn't that movie. I feel like if there's a sequel, that would be where that goes. You know, this was get everybody on the same
It's the
page.
open the door.
You know, exactly. Let's get everybody here and understanding, and then now we can go on to more.
Yeah. And that was kind of the Daniel message around it too, was there's more to come. There was more in this movie than we realized. Subliminal messages, seeds were planted. The one fun part is the cardinal was in there. We will say that the red cardinal is in there. And of course, all of us that love and adore your mom are like, ooh, they put the cardinal in.
Yeah, that's very special. And so it's
Yeah.
like, who did they talk to? So they knew something.
Yep. Oh, another thing Bashar said is that the hybrids were helping on the movie.
I fully believe that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool too. So yeah, just go with an open mind and know that more's coming. Rather, they'll make it a movie, or it's just the open door to all of us understanding that there's been knowledge for a long time and more to come. So yeah, they just touched on one piece. And
Because that's
how do you get into all of it? They had to
one show at a
focus on one
time.
piece. Yeah. So I think,
Breadcrumbs.
yeah.
Yeah.
And I like it. It's good. Okay. Little Miss Question Master.
This is from Maria. Tiffany, question goddess. How do I know if it's just me making things up in my head or it's guidance I'm being given?
And that's a great question, and it's a common question. It's a very human question,
Yeah.
because a very conscious mind question, because that conscious mind is our protector. You know, that ego. I use those interchangeably, the conscious mind and the ego. It's here to protect us. You know, and it's like it doesn't want us to get our hopes up. It doesn't want us to get, you know, too far down this, because it's always trying to protect. It's like, that may be wrong. That may be this. And what if this happens? What if this? So that's why it talks that way. It's like it's always trying to protect. And so that's where it says we, you have to kind of see yourself as different facets of yourself. And there's that part that's always doing the reasoning and wait a minute, analyzing and stuff. And then you've got this other part. You've got several parts, but you've got this part that can go, wait a minute, but what if, you know, what if it worked? Or what if, you know, I could do anything, or, you know, what's the harm? And that's what I have to do in a QHHT session when I'm under. And my conscious mind starts doing that thing. You know, this isn't real. And what's why? Well, you're making all of this up. And seeing this is what our conscious minds do. And they do it in a session and they'll do it in real life, in our conscious waking life. And I just have to say, hey, what have we got to lose? Let's just play the game. What's the worst that
Just
can
play the
happen?
game. I
Yeah.
love it.
Yeah, just what's the worst that can happen? We're just going to find some stuff out. If it gets dangerous, let me know. You can pull me out, And funny thing, it never did. It was like it started playing and enjoying it. It's like, oh, wait a minute, we're learning lots of stuff here. So what I'm trying to say is, and like you had alluded to earlier with the readings, is it's coming from somewhere. When even when you're, it's like I just got to make something up. Where is that coming from? It's coming from a stream of consciousness. Somewhere you're tapping into something. Now, when you try to define it and do all the working with it, like the justifying it, so like that's the conscious mind again trying to come in and validate it. That's the word I wanted. So if you can just go with it and just have fun and just stay with the what have we got to lose? It's just a game kind of thing. That's been real safe for me, and that's allowed me to grow and develop and just have fun experiences.
Yeah, I am going to say that in the QHHT session, I find oftentimes when we get into that SC that they'll go up into the SC and they'll answer questions there, and then it drops back down. And we always know when it drops back down by the way they're answering,
Yes.
or the client answers. And then I'll ask to talk to the SC and it'll go right back up there. And then I'll be like, "Why do you keep letting it go back and forth?" And they'll go, and multiple times I've had this, because we want them to know the difference between when it's us and when it's them, and when it's us and when it's them.
Yes.
One
Great
of the
point.
tricks that I've learned for myself, and I tell other people this and it seems to help, go 3 feet out of your body. And we talked about that before. Get out of the body, go up higher and ask the question up there and get the answer from up there. Because when you're up there, you can't get it from here. So it helps. And do the channeled writing, write out a question and then write out what you think. What do you imagine the answer to that question is if it were coming from the higher self or your team? What do you imagine they would say to that? And start writing that out and just play with that. It doesn't have to be right or wrong. It just helps you get into that rhythm of hearing them. 'Cause I know when I did that, and I'm sure several journals tucked away in a box somewhere. I'll probably find them while I'm moving. But when I would go back and read it, I'd look at that and go, "I don't talk like that." And it would always, "Oh dear one, blah blah blah," something, or and it's like, I wouldn't even say that if I was being silly. Like, I just don't talk like that. So it's kind of fun. Write it out and write it out the way you're hearing it. And
Well, in
it's
another way
probably
that,
good practice.
yeah, in another way is if you when you get into the, there's a stream. It's a stream. It's a flow. And so that's a big difference when you'll just be on this thing and you're like, and when as soon as you start and go, where's this coming from? Well, see, now you pulled out of it. But it's like you're just going and you're saying it's just coming in and you're just saying it. That's you're there, when you do that. And so that's where I'm saying it's like you kind of stand to the side that the conscious mind can kind of just chill and just watch this happen. That's when it's really going. You're rocking and rolling at that point because you're just playing along. Let's just go with the flow. But that's another way to know that it's that part. It's just in the flow.
Love it. Those were good answers. Good answers. Okay, Tiffy.
This is from Tara. Are
Hello.
ETs going to show themselves to everyone, or will only people that have a higher vibration be able to see them?
I believe they already have shown themselves.
Yeah, I think the answer is yes to both of those.
Yes, I believe everyone will eventually understand that they see ETs. I still think I had one sitting in my office last week, so I'm just like, dude, you look Nordic. I'm just saying. But yeah, I think that there are some that are here among us. Palladians have been here for a long time. and they look like us, so they can get away with that. There's hybrids among us, so that is a human and ET combo. So I think they're here. I think that we've had interactions with them, and the
How would
fact
you
that you're
know? Can I butt in here? How would you know if you're having
I would
hunger?
say trust how you feel about it, because I mean they're not much different than us. They look like us, they're acting like us, but they might feel really evolved. You know, you're probably going to feel very comfortable around them. They're very loving energies, you know, and they're very helpful. They'll probably give you really good advice. And some of them, there are some hybrids that are here that don't know they're hybrids. Not yet. They will, but they
Sure,
may not
yeah,
know yet.
absolutely. Yeah.
And
It's
so
not
there's a
time
lot
yet.
going on.
They just said it's
But
not time. Yeah. So.
yeah, and next year is supposed to be a really big launch of us getting, I mean, like we connect with them through channeling and through telepathy, but it's not, we want that physical interaction. I want to be standing there with my Arcturian.
I'll
I want
believe
to
it
be
when they're
standing
standing.
there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And we're still at that place where if they came here, it could corrupt their collective consciousness. Like the frequencies are not at a match yet for them to be safe, to safely come here. And we want them to safely come here. They're not coming here because they don't want to. They're not coming here because it's not safe for them to, because the frequencies could
They can't.
corrupt it. It's like getting a
Right.
virus in your computer.
Good. I like that example. I know when mom was talking to them through sessions, and they were saying the exact same thing. They said it's too dangerous to come here because at that time, we were talking, what, 30 years ago that she was doing this. And so, and they said the fear is so great. And it was the frequency. And so we can't lower our frequency to that level. It just can't happen. So you guys have to evolve and come up to us. You have to match it
And
this
we are
way.
doing it.
We are. Yeah.
It's
And as
exciting.
we
We are
do
doing it.
this, because this is, oh, they're ah, oh, this is like, see, this is how it feels. They want to show you, okay, what we're talking about here is the same as for manifestations, because everything's a frequency match. All of these things are in our world. They're already here. They're absolutely here.
Already here.
Already here. And it's just when you match, let's say they're here and you're here, you know, not say lower, higher, anything. It's just different frequencies. I could say here and here. Here. And they're right next to each other, but you can't see each other because it's different frequencies. As soon as you start matching the frequency, as soon as you get to the point where you're matching your frequency with that, guess what? It all of a sudden appears. And you're like, why
It's not
is
that all of a
it
sudden they can
all
show up.
of a
It's
sudden
all of a
now?
sudden you showed up.
You showed
You
up.
showed
Yes, I
up
love that. Yeah.
and leveled up. Or I don't even like to say leveled up because it makes it seem like one frequency is better than
How
another.
about this? Well, you frequency jived.
Moved it together. I still love the piano keyboard thing because you know if you're hitting this key over here and this key over here, they don't sound good together. So you got to kind of get to the point where they sound good together and then your frequency match. So that's kind of what you're doing. You know, not all frequencies can go together. Some of it's like oil and water, you know, and it's like that doesn't go together and it creates conflict. But anyways, so that's kind of that's a beautiful question, and the answer is amazing because for everyone that journey will be different. And like Julia said, you know, when you become the frequency that is at that match to whatever it is you're hoping to see or experience, you're going to have it.
Yeah, it's like they just showed it's like everything operates this way. So once you understand it for one thing, you'll understand it for
For
everything.
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 And then we're going to be like, well, this is like breathing. How did we get
Yeah,
it wrong for so long?
exactly. What? Exactly.
Yeah, it is. It's all very natural. And then we're going to understand why it was so fun to come into the human experience. And then we'll be like, now I get why I did that.
Yes.
Okay.
Why
Because
made it
for us, it kind
challenge?
of feels like it sucks to move through some of these really difficult things. But then when we get it, when we finally figure it out, we'll be like, that was like a roller coaster ride. Okay, I get it now why I wanted that. It was crazy and it was insane. And then Now I'm here and I get it. And then I get that I made all that happen.
I did it.
I did the whole thing.
You know how empowering that is when you really understand that?
Yeah.
Everything. You are creating everything. Good, bad, ugly, all of it. At first, it might not be happy. I mean, it's like, why would I do that? And I've seen people get really angry and upset with that statement. But when you really get it and you understand that if I can create this that I really do not like, then I can create other things that I do like, you know? So that's where you start. And again, it's incremental. It's not like I can't go from here to here necessarily. You can, but we have things to change, belief systems to change that are no that don't support this anymore because your frequency and your belief system is over here. That's why you're here. So as soon as you shift, and it shifts incrementally, I mean, you might do all in one day thing. I don't know, a one moment thing. It's possible.
It's
I'm not gonna say
possible.
it's
Anything
not.
is possible.
Anything is possible, but our tendency is to do incremental and just shift, 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 and just kind of, and we do this business, not necessarily not like that. It's like, we kind of
Yeah,
do this a
notice how she
little
goes
bit.
back a little bit too. It's
And then
like
it's
arm her
gradually
back
moving
to.
forward, and then, oh, we're here.
Yeah.
So.
And then it's gonna make sense. It really is. And I think you've been one of my greatest teachers in understanding that I was creating things in my reality. And I did that. What, why would I create that? And we have to understand too, because one of the biggest things we hear, or I know I do, when I make that statement, well, how do you explain children with cancer? And it's like, well, I don't know what their other life paths were that they chose this for this one. I don't know what they're trying to heal. I don't know what's happening with that.
What they're
So,
trying to learn,
yeah.
what their agreements are with these other souls in their life. We don't know any of that.
Yeah, they may have come in to help somebody that was playing the role of the parent or a sibling or a doctor or a nurse. We don't know because there's so much more than just this life happening. And remember, you guys, all things are now. And so the frequency of that child's life now could be healing something from many, what we would consider many lifetimes ago. And then it all gets healed to the origin forward. And so we don't understand it because it's not, we don't have access to the all the information. We only have access to this one chapter. And it's like going to the middle of a book and reading it and going, I don't understand why that character is doing that. Well, that's because you didn't read the other chapters, And
Exactly. That's
so
so
we need to
sad.
know
This is
that.
happening. Well, if you read the rest of it, you'd understand exactly where this is coming from, what led
Yeah.
to.
And then you would see that that's actually going to create some healing somewhere. And it's probably going to be a good thing. So even if somebody exits early, we get that all the time too. It's like, and it is hard and it's very heart-wrenching when somebody leaves early and we don't understand it. And
Yeah,
they'll be on
and
the other
usually the things
side.
they said is they left way too early, they left too young, whatever, they died too. I mean, is it why would God take them so young? And it's been confirmed many, many times. I mean, what we've been told is you never leave. You don't leave 1 second before it's your time, before you're ready to. You know, you have it designed. It's all in your plan.
Oh my gosh.
And
Yeah, I totally had a client that fits this bill. Like, and she even gave me permission to share things. She said that there was a time where she felt suicidal and she went running for a cliff and she was going to jump. And she went running, 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 and then her legs turned and took her in a different direction. And she was like, I don't get it. So she tries again, da, 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 and again, she said everything started to tingle and she turned and ran a different direction. She was like, it wasn't in control of my body. Tried three times and before she realized, okay, I need to stop this. Somebody's trying to stop me. And, we had a beautiful, beautiful session. And so much understanding came from her session and her regression and everything, but we don't go before we're supposed to.
No,
It's like here
they
she's
were
trying
so
and they're
clear. It's
like,
like
nope.
not even 1 second. So nobody leaves early.
And how many people have attempted that? Like take a bunch of pills and then somebody shows up randomly just in time to get the ambulance there, or they end up throwing up and it didn't work or something. So yeah, I agree with you. We don't go before it's time. So yeah,
Yeah,
and then there'll
definitely.
be
And like,
somebody else that's just innocently walking somewhere that should be completely safe, and something random will happen, like a bolt of lightning. Boom, they're gone. And it's like,
exactly. It was your time. I mean, that's all you can
what were the
say.
odds of the lightning bolt being exactly where you were
Exactly.
standing? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. May it doesn't make sense, but I mean, that's I mean, it makes sense on a cosmic level. That's why you have to pull back and all emotions removed to
Yeah.
look at these things. And it's like, why did that happen? It was their time. Why did this not happen? It wasn't their time. I mean, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
They were done.
And for others, it can be the wake-up call to help you get back on track and
Absolutely.
set those priorities a little differently. Cool. I think we have time for more.
I think so.
All right.
This is from Kathy. Hello,
Hello.
terrifically talented Tiffany.
She did that well. Tantalizing. I like it.
What can the ladies tell me about the burning, tingling feeling I get in my feet as I try to go to sleep at night? How can I make it go away? It's miserable.
Oh.
Okay, well, usually when, okay, your feet are your locomotors, they're moving you on your path. And when we have like itching and burning and things like that of your feet, now there's a couple of things that may be happening. As soon as I said that, it was like, oh, it could be this as well. It could be that, you need to be doing something. You've got a path and maybe you're not on your path, you're not on the right direction or something is trying to get you to go. But I also, when I said itching and burning, the burning, you look at the symptoms and actually what it is. And this is just sometimes you have to actually ask your body what it's trying to tell you. Ask your own body, your own higher self, what is this message? But sometimes, we've been in hot situations. We've been burned, or we've been, maybe there was a fire or something in another life. I don't know. But that was a feeling I got when I said that. So something like, burning and itching. It was just like, oh, there's something with burning. So that's where you talk to your body, get the understanding, what is it trying to tell you? And then you can keep talking to it, and then and discuss, understand, and what it wants you to do, what it wants you to know. And you just ask those questions. What is it you're trying to tell me? And what do you want me to know? And then just keep going with it. If you still have questions, then ask them. What I find is people stop with they ask the first one, they get an answer, and they just stop. And it's like, no, if there's more information, and the way to know what to ask is, what do you want to know? If you still have questions, then keep asking questions. I think some people are afraid to, they don't know that you have that kind of liberty with your higher self and your body. You keep asking questions until your curiosity is satisfied, until you understand what it's trying to tell you and you know what to do. So that's one of your questions. What do you want me to do? So you'll get very specific, direct guidance from your body, higher self. I'm just gonna, they kind of come as a package deal.
Like it. I'm going to tell you, I feel like it's time to jump or into what something or something you're ready to jump into, something you're ready to move forward on. And if you're doubting it, that's where the tingling's coming from.
And so maybe the doubt comes in when you finally lay down at night and you get quiet, and then it's like,
Yeah, I don't know. There could be a change, like a change is brewing, and or you're wanting a change in something, and it's kind of like, if you want it, do something,
Do it.
and how do we get there? We our feet.
Yeah.
So,
Definitely. If your feet and legs, if there's something going on with them, that's exactly what it's about. It's about movement, and you do it. There's
yeah.
something you got to do, you're wanting to do.
Yeah. It's interesting, and I'm relating to it a little bit, 'cause my left foot every once in a while would get a little tingly, and more so since I heard it back in that one a couple of years ago in Egypt. And it's like, okay, there's something to it. 'Cause sometimes I forget all about it. And then other times it'll get tingly like that. So when you ask that question, I'm like, oh, I like it. Now I'm answering it for someone else. I wonder if that'll be something. But yeah, it's to me, it feels like it's what happens when we sit on our foot or our leg. We get
Go to
they, it
sleep.
goes to sleep and then it gets tingly, right? And it's that stagnant energy. It's not moving. You cut off the circulation to something, right? And so it's like, get moving. There's something you need to move on. So hopefully that makes sense. I really hope it does. And it makes you go, oh, because you're going to be okay. And this is the one thing that the Octarians have told me that I think is everyone should live by this. You cannot do it wrong. You're here to have an experience. And no matter what you do, you are creating an experience from it. So therefore, you cannot do it wrong. So why not take the leap of faith? Go do the thing. Anything that you fathom you could lose in that process, you can always get it back in some way. It always will return to you. And sometimes it returns to you tenfold. It's an amazing thing when you trust.
And that's I love that point. Because sometimes that's what we're afraid of. It's like, what if everything goes and blows up and it goes bad? Like I said, it will come back, and it does. I am proof of that.
Does.
Lost everything, and now at a point it's all come back. Now, what happened between that happening and now? An experience.
An
It was
experience.
quite the experience. It may not have been what I ever dreamt for myself. It may not have been the most pleasant thing at the time, because I was heavily into fear and all these things, and scared of what was going on. I didn't understand. But see, that's the experience. And look what I learned. I learned so much about fear in that process. So see, these things have purposes. They're they beautiful experiences to learn from.
100%. And they, I'm gonna go back to another one of my sessions because they've been so cool lately. Losing everything, rebuilding it, losing everything, rebuilding it happened multiple times for them. And every time they rebuilt it and it was stronger. And then, I mean, it's not it. And the thing that was told to me before is, this is back with religion, but God is not interested in changing your situation. God's interested in changing you. And so when you're sitting there asking, can this please change? Can it please change? What you need to say is, what do I want to learn from it? Because that's what's going on. You're learning something,
Yeah.
and then everything can shift and change. And it does. It does.
It
Like, I
does.
want a new job. I want a new job. Why? What's going on? Look at that. Get into it because you're not going to get the new job by wanting the new job, wanting the new job. You're avoiding the thing that's uncomfortable, which is the lesson or what you wanted to learn. And when you get it, when you dive in and just get it, then all of a sudden all these doors open, like in big ways. So
Yeah, that's where I found a, I call it a shortcut, little cheat sheet shortcut is if I go, because I'll spend years and years and years just going in circles chasing my tail, with why, and just all going over, just whatever, there's a word for it, I can't think of, enumerating or whatever, all the stuff, all the details. And somebody, then it was finally told me, you're asking the wrong question. Ask, what am I learning from this? And that immediately, once you do that, it's like you jump
changes it.
to the, it does. It just changes everything. It's like you jump to the finish line of that one,
Well,
because
and
it's
you're
like
not a
you've
victim
been
in it
learning.
anymore.
You're not a victim. No, not a victim. And it's like, and so as soon as you go to, what am I learning from this? Then very soon it'll be, what did I learn? Because it's that fast, because it's moving it out, and now you're ready to go to something else. But yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, love it. All right. I think we're at our time.
I think so too. Anything, everything, if you want to have a session, if you want to be a practitioner, if you want to go to one of our retreats for QHHT, I mean, but you don't have to be a QHHT practitioner, it's for everybody. But all of those things, go to QHHTofficial.com, our retreat. If you use the code 5DLOVE, you will get $200 off the already low price on the site. If you use Tracy's code
The
of,
magic is real
then
and
that will
all
get
one
you
word.
a discount off of the level one course if you would like to be a practitioner. And then if you want to have a session, go to the Find a Practitioner page. And Tracy's available to give sessions too if you want to come see her.
That's
And where
right.
are you, Tracy?
I'm in Forest Grove, Oregon. So you'd go if you're already in Oregon, yay. If not, you go to Oregon.
Yeah,
Or find me
exactly.
at tracymahan and .com, and then you can look at the address there and figure it out. But yeah, come see me.
And then if you want to understand your body and what it's trying to communicate to you and help and get the guidance to help yourself understand your messages, soulspeakofficial.com.
Shoo! Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank
Yes, thank you,
you,
Tiff.
Jamie.
Thank you, everybody.
Yay! Bye,
Bye. Love
everyone.
you.